For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's considered the deadliest transportation accident in almost a decade. 20 killed in a limousine crash just west of Albany, New York. WRGB-TV reporter Tori Wells on the investigation.
The investigators are working to answer a number of questions. Was the limo speeding? Were there seatbelts? Did road conditions play a role?
Is there any brakes were working on the limo?
That's part of the investigation.
State police are still interviewing people who saw this happen, are still collecting evidence, and are reconstructing the collision. At the same time, the NTSB is doing its own investigation to figure out what happened and if any safety changes need to be made.
17 people plus the driver of the limo were killed. Two pedestrians also died. Police say the limo ran a stop sign and slammed into a park SUV at a country store. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
Tropical Storm Michael is on track to pound the United States. Michael is expected to enter the Gulf of Mexico Monday morning and could reach the Florida Panhandle late Wednesday. Meteorologist Tom Sater.
If there's a place for this to make landfall, it would be Appalachia, because we're looking at more wetlands, and so not as much development. And even as a Category 1, the winds could be strong even at Atlanta, moving across Augusta.
Governor Rick Scott has issued a state of emergency for 26 Florida counties, and the Democrats' nominee for governor, Andrew Gillum, has suspended campaign activity after forecasters predicted Michael will land a direct hit on Tallahassee, where Gillum is mayor. In Romania, officials say this weekend's referendum on same-sex marriage ban is void since voter turnout is too low. Romania's rules require at least 30% voter turnout in order to be valid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America's largest mattress retailer has filed for bankruptcy, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Mattress firm blames its rapid expansion in recent years, during which it often opened locations very close to each other, resulting in what it calls the cannibalization of sales. The Houston-based company filing for Chapter 11 protection in federal court in Delaware Friday, saying it plans to close up to 700 of its 3,200 stores around the country. The company's previous management team made miscalculations as it rebranded over 1,300 stores it had bought from competitors over the past 2 years. They say it now has more than $1 billion in liabilities and has over 50,000 creditors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As many as 6,000 people turned out in Arkansas to watch goats parade around in costumes. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Local goat farmer Karen Davis brought in a couple of her pets and tells CBS affiliate THV 11.
I think they're a better pet than a dog even. I mean, my goats all greet me when I go out. They know their name.
Organizer Sarah French said she wants Perryville, Arkansas to be the Sturgis, South Dakota of goats.
I got on the internet. I couldn't find this offered anywhere, so I created the Arkansas Goat Festival to live out my dream of seeing a goat in costume parade.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News,